Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Ignition, An Informal History of Liquid Rocket Propellants by John Drury Clark is a cult classic of spaceflight literature that explores the chemistry, engineering, and hard-earned lessons behind the fuels and oxidizers that powered early rocketry. Clark, a longtime specialist in propellant development, frames the subject as a practical history rather than a textbook, blending scientific explanation with the realities of laboratory work, test stands, and program pressures. The book traces how researchers evaluated performance, stability, storability, propterstessin, subtility, storability, ignition behavior, and material compatibility while coping with toxicity, corrosion, and explosive surprises. It also highlights why certain propellant combinations became standard for missiles and launch vehicles, while others remained fascinating dead ends. As a Rutgers University Press Classics reissue, it speaks both to historians of technology and to modern readers curious about what it took to turn theoretical chemistry into reliable propulsion. The result is an accessible, experience-driven tour of a domain where small molecular choices can decide mission success or catastrophic failure. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what makes a propellant pair workable in real engines? A central theme of the book is that picking a liquid rocket propellant is never just about maximum performance. Clark explains the multivariable trade space that turns a promising chemical idea into an engine that can be fueled, stored, started, throttled, and shut down with acceptable risk. Beyond specific impulse, practical teams must weigh density, freezing and boiling points, vapor pressure, ignition reliability, combustion stability, heat transfer, and how the propellants interact with tanks, valves, seals, and cooling channels. The book helps readers understand why high-energy combinations can lose to less glamorous options when they cause coking, erosive wear, injector instability, or uncontrollable ignition delay. It also emphasizes operational constraints, whether a missile must sit fueled for long periods, whether a launch system can tolerate cryogenics, and how ground handling affects cost and safety. By connecting chemical properties to engine behavior and logistics, the narrative shows how propulsion choices become system architecture decisions. The reader comes away with a realistic framework for evaluating propellants as an integrated engineering problem rather than a single performance number. Secondly, oxidizers, power, storage, and the price of reactivity, Clark devotes major attention to oxidizers because they often drive the hardest materials and safety problems in liquid propulsion. The book surveys families such as liquid oxygen, nitric acid derivatives, and high-reactivity halogen-based candidates, focusing on why each looked attractive and what penalties followed. Liquid oxygen delivers strong performance and relatively clean combustion, but demands cryogenic storage, insulation, and careful management of heat leak and boil-off. Storable oxidizers, especially nitric acid systems, offer long-term readiness yet introduce corrosion, fuming behavior, and compatibility challenges that ripple through plumbing design and maintenance procedures. The discussion highlights how oxidizers can attack metals, elastomers, and even trace contaminants, forcing engineers to learn surface preparation, passivation, and conservative handling protocols. Clark also explores the historical push toward more energetic oxidizers, and why extreme reactivity can shift risk beyond acceptable limits, even if theoretical performance looks compelling. The broader lesson is that oxidizers are not just one half of a chemical equation, they define the entire operational envelope, from facility design and protective equipment to inspection regimes and failure modes. Thirdly, fuels. From familiar hydrocarbons to exotic high-energy liquids, on the fuel side, the book maps a progression from relatively straightforward hydrocarbons to highly engineered, sometimes counterintuitive liquids pursued for better energy release, density, or storability. Clark explains why fuels must do more than burn. They may serve as coolant, lubricant, or heatsink, and they must flow predictably through injectors while resisting decomposition under heat. Hydrocarbon fuels can be operationally convenient, but their behavior at high temperature can lead to deposits and thermal cracking, influencing cooling design and long-duration reliability. Other fuel families, including nitrogen-rich compounds and hydride-like candidates, promise high performance or hypergolic ignition with certain oxidizers, yet bring toxicity, instability, or severe handling hazards. The narrative underscores how a fuel that looks excellent on paper can be defeated by storage issues, sensitivity to impurities, or violent reactions with common materials. It also shows that engine requirements shape fuel chemistry, as designers choose fuel-rich operation for cooling margins or select combinations that simplify ignition. Readers gain a grounded sense of why a handful of fuels became standards, while many ingenious proposals remained laboratory curiosities. Fourthly, hypergolics and ignition behavior, reliability versus hazard, a signature topic in the book, is hypergolic propellants, combinations that ignite on contact. Clark presents them as a technological bargain, extraordinary ignition reliability, and simplified engine start systems in exchange for major toxicity and handling burdens. The book helps readers understand why this trade was historically compelling for missiles, spacecraft maneuvering systems, and applications where multiple restarts and long-term storage matter more than peak performance. It also explores ignition delay, hard start risks, and how seemingly small variations in temperature, mixture ratio, or contamination can change ignition behavior. From an engineering perspective, hypergolics influence injector design, valve sequencing, and safety interlocks, because ignition is not an event you schedule with a spark, it is an inherent property of the chemicals. Clark connects these realities to program decision-making, logistics, training, protective gear, and the cost of specialized infrastructure. The topic illustrates a broader message of the book. Propulsion development is often the art of choosing a controllable risk. Hypergolics can be dependable in flight while remaining unforgiving on the ground, and the book explains why organizations accepted that tension. Lastly, testing, accidents, and the culture of learning in propellant development, ignition, is also a story about how propulsion knowledge was built through testing, failure analysis, and a laboratory culture that had to mature quickly under intense national priorities. Clark describes the iterative process of screening candidate chemicals, measuring properties, and validating behavior in increasingly realistic hardware, from small-scale reactions to full engine firings. The reader sees how mishaps, near misses, and unexpected reactions shaped procedures, facility design, and a cautious respect for what energetic liquids can do. This topic is less about sensationalism and more about institutional learning, how teams documented hazards, established compatibility rules, and created practical heuristics for safe handling. The book emphasizes that many decisive discoveries came from mundane observations, disciplined record-keeping, and the willingness to abandon a beautiful idea when test results proved it unreliable. It also reveals the human factors behind technical progress, including communication between chemists and engineers, the pressures of schedules, and the value of skeptical review. For modern readers, this history functions as an informal guide to engineering judgment, showing that propulsion advances were as much about process and safety culture as about chemistry. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want to understand rocket propulsion from the inside out, aerospace students, chemists curious about applied energetics, space history enthusiasts, and practicing engineers who enjoy learning how earlier programs made high-stakes decisions with incomplete information. It benefits the reader by replacing simplistic ideas about rocket fuel with a realistic view of constraints, trade-offs, and failure modes. You learn how properties like vapor pressure, freezing point, corrosion, toxicity, and ignition delay can dominate design, cost, and mission architecture, which is valuable even if you never design an engine. Compared with many similar books, Ignition stands out because it focuses tightly on liquid propellants while remaining accessible and narrative-driven. It does not read like a dry reference, yet it conveys the kind of practical reasoning that textbooks often omit, especially about handling realities and why certain glamorous options were rejected. The combination of historical context and engineering logic makes it worth buying. It is both an entertaining account of experimentation and a durable way to think about technology choices under risk. Readers finish with deeper respect for the discipline behind reliable spaceflight. If you would like to support John Drury Clark, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.